A story of courage, strength, and growth from one of the first women to serve on U.S. warships. Its author, U.S. Navy veteran and Colorado's own, Joanna Spertle Walters, joins us on the Newsline. Congratulations, first of all, and thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you so much, Stefan, and thank you for having me today.
You bet. Talk about your new book and, I guess, glass ceilings that you had to bust through and just being a woman in really a male-dominated occupation.
Well, the first thing I can say is that it was a very unique time in our country's history, and we were the first women out there in an environment where a lot of the guys felt like we were invading their warships. Now, I know that that sounds funny, but the truth of the matter is that some of it was tough, but it was an amazing opportunity of a lifetime. When I first started the idea of writing the book, I thought that I was going to do a compilation of sea stories and include other women's stories that served with me during that time. But what I found is that a lot of people were reluctant to share their stories. You see, there's this common thread among Academy women and female officers and probably strong women in general that we don't want other people to see our Achilles heel or to know our weaknesses. And what I've learned is that there's beauty in your vulnerability and strength in it as well. And I thought it was time for my story to be heard, especially given the current conversation going on in the country with women in combat and the amazing success of those two women that just recently graduated from Army Ranger School.
Right. Yeah, it's so terrific. And definitely, we covered that. You're a member of the class of 1994, U.S. Naval Academy. What did you find first and foremost after, you know, oh, wow, she's a woman. After that was over with, were you just, and I say this and I think you know what I mean, one of the guys, one important member of the ship you were on?
Absolutely. I think that very quickly, it didn't matter what your gender was. It was about leadership. It was about getting the job done. It was about serving our country.
And this is a big day for you. I mean, are you a little nervous, excited? I mean, what a day. I can tell you just from reading the biography and reading a little bit about the book that this did not take, a couple of weeks, and then you turn it in, and here it is.
I am absolutely excited, Stefan. I feel like I did when I was a swimmer, getting ready for my big event at Nationals, that quiet before the storm when you were filled with every emotion imaginable, excitement, confidence, and even a soft voice of, did I do enough? So for me, this is everything, and I'm very excited. It's an honest, raw account of the time. Some of it was hard for me to write about. I'm proud of the finished product, and I hope that it helps some other people to realize that they're not alone.
Girl at Sea is the book. What's the best way for people to find it?
Well, it's available now at a bookstore near you. It's available online at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, and you can go directly to Skyhorse Publishing.
Sounds great. Well, Joanna, best of luck with the book. Thank you for your service, and definitely hope to meet you down the road.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to it, Stefan.
All right, thank you. Joanna Spertle Walters, the book again, Girl at Sea, A Story of Courage, Strength, and Growth from one of the first women to serve on U.S. warships.